The ID card for school-aged children and younger, there's actually no minimum age for obtaining an Ohio ID card. It offers a unique database which is available to law enforcement agencies should a child with an Ohio ID become involved in an accident, lost, abducted, or otherwise missing. So that's crucial that parents or guardians get their child signed up for this ID card. That way, in the event that they're missing, that picture could go up and assist with Amber Alert and that type of thing.
And I know you're starting to go around to schools to talk about the card and I guess to get people to sign up. First of all, the parents have to agree to this first, I assume, right?
Yes, the child must obviously come with a parent or guardian. And this today was a pilot to try this out at a local school, and we just thought that to make it more accessible for parents and children to be together and to get that card, we thought it would be easy if we traveled out to the schools and offered that service to the school.
And I should note that when you say local school, you're talking to us from Columbus.
Yes, the event was in Columbus, which was our pilot program today, and we thought that it would make it more accessible if parents, when they're dropping their children off, could just sign up for the card right then and there.
So if a parent wants to get one of these cards, obviously they don't have to wait until you guys come to the school. They can go to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. What exactly do they have to do, and what kind of paperwork does it take to get the child signed up for the card?
The applicant must provide a proof of the following, which would be the full legal name, the date of birth, the Social Security card, if one has ever been assigned, legal presence, which you could, you know, show your birth certificate, a valid passport, and then proof of residency. If they have proof of those, then they are all set to get the card.
And do you plan to extend this to as many children as possible in the state of Ohio? Of course, the parents have to agree to it first.
Oh, sure. I mean, we would love to see all children get signed up for this. But, yes, we'll be offering it to other schools. And if any school in the state is interested, they can just contact the BMV, and then we should be able to set something up. You know, also, we have the program Next of Kin, which is where anybody can go online, or they can do it at a deputy registrar as well, and they can cite emergency contacts. That way, if they're involved in an accident or they're unable to communicate to first responders, first responders can go into the database and look up who to contact. So if and you can do that, you have to have your valid driver license or ID card to do that. So this is another way, by the child signing up to get this ID card, that will also allow them to be enrolled in the next of kin.
Lindsay Bohr is a spokeswoman for the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles. I'm Steve Hirschberg.